Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're unpacking Peter Zeihan's The Accidental Superpower. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book make you rethink everything you thought about maps?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those books that sticks with you because it flips the whole global economy upside down. Zeihan's core argument is that geography isn't just a backdrop, it's the actual script for how power works.
Right. And he starts with something so obvious we never think about it. Rivers. Like, the Mississippi River system is the reason America became an economic superpower.
Exactly.
He says rivers are the original highways. They let you move grain, coal, and iron ore cheaply from the interior to the ocean. The U.S. has this massive integrated river network that connects over 1 million square miles to the Gulf of Mexico.
And no other country has anything close to that. China's rivers flow east to west, so the interior is cut off. Russia's rivers flow north into the Arctic, which is useless for trade.
Plus, we've got two oceans as moats and only weak neighbors. That's what he calls free security. We never had to build a huge army to defend our borders, so we poured all that money into innovation and growth instead.
That's the foundation. Then he drops this bombshell that the entire era of globalization was just a byproduct of American naval dominance after the Cold War. He calls it the American system.
Right.
The U.S. Navy guaranteed the sea lanes, so a company in Germany could source parts from Vietnam, assemble in Mexico, and sell in America without worrying about piracy or blockade. Countries like China and Japan got to be export powerhouses without spending a dime on their own defense.
They were free riding on American power. And now that America is retracting, the whole system is starting to fray.
And that's where the book gets really dark. He says the world isn't moving toward multipolar stability. It's fragmenting along ancient geographic lines. Trade will shrink, supply chains will shorten, and we'll go from just in time to just in case.
So what does that mean for the big players? Let's start with China, because everyone assumes they're the next superpower.
Zeihan says no way. China's whole miracle was built on the American system. They exported to American consumers using American shipping lanes and an American security umbrella. Without that, their geography becomes a prison.
Because they're surrounded by hostile, nuclear-armed neighbors, and their energy has to pass through the Strait of Malacca, which is easy to blockade. Plus, the one-child policy means their population is aging fast.
So, he's predicting severe internal instability for China, not global dominance. And Russia? Even bleaker. Their rivers flow into the Arctic, their only warm water port is on the Black Sea, which is basically a puddle.
Right, and their economy is just oil and gas pipelines that can be cut. Putin's aggression is actually a sign of weakness, not strength. He's trying to hold together a declining empire.
Then there's Japan, which is almost tragic. They're rich, orderly, but their population is shrinking faster than almost anywhere. They're a resource-poor island with no energy independence, and they relied completely on the American system.
So without America's protection, Japan is exposed to China, North Korea, and Russia. Zeihan sees a slow, quiet decline for them. In Europe, he's pretty brutal on the European Union.
He calls it a noble experiment that tried to overcome geography. But Europe has no unified energy system, no unified military, and no unified demographic future. The euro won't survive the next big crisis, in his view.
Okay. So, if everyone else is doomed, who wins? You know it's coming. The United States. And that's the contrarian twist that made me sit up.
Because we have the best geography, the largest fossil fuel reserves thanks to fracking, a relatively young population, and the world's most productive farmland. We're the only country that's truly energy independent, food independent, and capital independent.
So the rest of the world needs America more than America needs them. And as the global order fragments, we can just turn inward and focus on domestic stuff. That's the accidental superpower part.
Exactly.
America didn't plan to become the global hegemon. It was thrust into that role by World War II and the Cold War. Now that's ending, and we're retreating to a natural state of continental self-sufficiency.
The part that got me was his warning that the 21st century won't be like the 20th. Globalization was an anomaly, a brief window created by American power. Now it's closing, and we're going back to a world of resource wars and regional chaos.
It's unsettling, but it makes you look at the news differently. Instead of focusing on politics and ideology, you start thinking about maps, rivers, and demographics. That's the lens Sehan gives you.
So my big takeaway? Geography isn't just a trivia category. It's the most powerful force shaping our future, and the U.S. is sitting on the best hand by far.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, the accidental superpower is a reminder that the map is the message and the future belongs to those with the best geography. We'll see you in the next one.